Hey everybody, this is Diliana Mileva and I'm excited to bring you Menopause Made Easy, a podcast designed to provide you tips and strategy to navigate the changes in woman's body, mind and spirit with more grace and ease. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember to like, subscribe and turn on your notifications so you are updated of each episode release. Alright, let's dive in. Hello everyone and welcome back for another episode of Menopause Made Easy. Today I have amazing guests with me, Tiffany Cano. She is a CEO of Highly Perceptive People Academy and she also hosts the podcast Soulful, and she has been paid from when she was 8 years old to heal people. And she's highly intuitive and help empath intuitive with intuition to find a blind spot if you're overwhelmed, to really set up this boundary so that you are more aligned with yourself. So I let Tiffany also say a few words about the High Perceptive People Academy, what exactly she doing with the academy, what services she offer, and how that she help with healing.
Thank you for having me. So, you know, as you mentioned, been getting paid for healing since I was 8 years young. And I've been teaching transformation workshops for over 25 years. And I've always been super empathic, sensitive, intuitive, and sometimes that can be a blessing and a curse. So all of the things that I learned about holding space and boundaries, not sponging up other people's negativity into my body and letting it affect my moods, everything that I've learned through my own struggles, as well as trainings that I've specifically worked on over the decades, I've then created a way for other empathic, spiritual, intuitives to be able to feel safe in their own skin, have healthier boundaries, be able to see what's in their blind spot that's affecting their health, that's affecting their money, that's affecting their relationships. And oftentimes it comes from old childhood wounds that have not yet been healed, or traumas that may have happened at some point in their life. And I know that this show focuses primarily on women's health. And so I've noticed that a lot of ladies who have fibroids, for example, especially in their, 40s and up, it seems like fibroids are in so many of my female clients at or around menopause time or perimenopausal. And if it's not fibroids, I've also helped with ovarian tumors and cancer. And that one's pretty serious. Ovarian cancer can be fatal. And there's oftentimes some deeper emotional issue, trauma, wound that has not yet been healed that's affecting them. So yeah, of course, our bodies go through hormonal changes, different phases of our life. But when we have unhealed wounds, emotional, psychological wounds, it exacerbates that, and makes it more challenging. Which I'm sure with your clients, you've noticed that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that can even maybe increase some of the trauma in our childhood and probably open old wounds when you're going through these changes again in our adult life. So that can happen also if they start thinking about healing, but healing in a spiritual level, emotional level, deep healing this trauma in a deeper level. What do you say that they need to start with, or how they can start thinking that actually healing can be deeper way in the subconscious mind, maybe energetically, not only the physical, right? Most of people see this physical and they start heal physical, but actually the things is more complex. We are emotional being and our cells also remember everything that you're going through. So you can talk about this little bit to just introduce the audience in options that they can heal themselves in different way.
Our thoughts affect everything. If there's thoughts about hating menopause, hating waking up sweating in the middle of the night, being so frustrated and irritated, your body's changes. If you're extra moody with your loved ones and, you know, lashing out because of, you know, maybe you got poor sleep, or, you know, just your hormones are in a particular spike right now. Well, our bodies are made up of mostly water. And if you've ever seen Dr. Emoto's work, he would take pictures of these water cells and put words on them. So words of love created these beautiful, gorgeous water cells that looked, you know, like pretty snowflakes. And then words like hate, anger, and those water cells looked horrible and deformed and decrepit and just ugly. And every time we think positive thoughts, it directly affects our body. Our body is made up of primarily water. So if just putting a word on a petri dish of water, what can our words about ourselves do to our giant petri dish of a body? So being aware of our thoughts is absolutely important. Also being willing to heal and look at what might be underneath the surface, and being brave and declaring that you're safe when you do it. Because transformation work, it requires bravery. Some of this deeper stuff, you know, it was painful or, you know, just uncomfortable. There might be guilt or shame or anger or fear or something that's woven into it that's been stuck in your cells, festering for a while, decades perhaps, sometimes even from a past life that's still affecting you now, that's been trapped in your body. And so it really, really does take a desire to want to look underneath the surface and then do whatever that inner work needs to be done to help heal that. And it's not always like big traumas, like, oh, child abuse. It doesn't have to be verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse to be considered a trauma. Those just happen to be the bigger ones. A trauma that might affect our female bodies, that might get stuck in our sex organs or sex chakra, might be something where a male family member or a creepy adult like gave us a look as children, when we were children, like gave us a look of desire, a look that had us feel, I'm not safe. I'm, you know, feel like something bad could happen. Even something that is a look could create a moment of survival mechanism where the fight, flight, freeze response gets activated. It could also activate any negative family legacy stuff that were imprinted onto us from our own mother and grandmother and great grandmother. And all of these energies, until they're healed, can live within our bodies at this subliminal, low volume, but wreaking havoc. And it's not until something bad happens, something, you know, that like really shows up in our face as, okay, now I've got this major body ache, pain, problem. And then it's like, oh, what caused that? It brings out this desire, hopefully a desire to want to go deeper. You know, some people like to stay in their victim and would rather blame other people or blame their body or blame the doctors or blame society or blame women, rather than just saying, hold on, let me take personal responsibility. It's my body. It's my life. And what if I can create joy in it? What if I can create healing within myself? What if I can live from a space of gratitude and surrender? And by surrendering, go through this rite of passage in a graceful way. And so, you know, from at least the mental perspective, that would be something that I feel would be important. And then the energies of self-anger or old trauma or unsafe can live in our bodies and fester and cause things like inflammation, fibroids, tumors, clots, digestive problems, thyroid problems. Like if a woman doesn't speak up for herself, like it's not safe to speak up, or it's part of her culture, like a lot of Asian cultures, you know, still to this day, a woman, they don't want the women to be outspoken, be seen, but not heard, you know, is kind of the overall group thought form. And so energy can get stuck in their throat and in their sex chakra because they're not able to express themselves. And that can lead to more health problems down the road. So there's lots of ways that you can approach it. And then from an energetic anatomy perspective, our cells in the body, just like when you are looking at an anatomy picture and the cells have things like different receptor sites that let in potassium or calcium or, you know, various minerals in and out of the cells and expel toxins out of the cells. Well, at an energetic anatomy level, we also have receptor sites for anger or happiness or joy or fear, for example. And so the energy that we're putting ourselves in is an environment of fear, anger, negativity of some sort that comes in if we let it, if we don't have appropriate boundaries, that comes in and it affects us at an energetic cellular level, but also goes into our physical body at a cellular level. And then that can magnify the menopause or whatever health issues that you may be dealing with. It weakens. It goes to the weakest parts of us. And I know that you learn through Dilyana that you can do lots of breathing and meditation types of exercises to release and let it go. And those are fantastic. And for me, I think adding in energetic healing is a really important part too. So if you'd like to actually have a one-on-one 15-minute call and healing with me, just go to callwithtiffany.com. callwithtiffany.com and get on my calendar and I'll specifically help you with that. I like to customize things for people. I don't want to just give a cookie cutter, oh, I've got menopause, let me do a protocol for menopause. I want to actually go a little deeper. I like to do deep work with people so that we can get to the root cause and then release it there.
Let's talk about the boundary, why it's important to have this boundary and space.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of women are not trained to have boundaries. I think it's a little bit easier for the masculine, but for the feminine, it's more of a learning curve. Yeah. And we know that we need a boundary typically only after we're triggered, only after somebody has upset us. And we're like, oh, I probably needed a boundary there. You know? So we can do an exercise right now, if you'd like, on creating healthier energetic boundaries. And so one of the main differences between a boundary and a wall, guard, or shield is that a boundary actually lets good energies in and out and is unavailable for the negative energies, where a wall just keeps the energy trapped. Like whatever energy is within you gets trapped, and even the good energies outside of you trying to come in, like love and joy and gratitude and a compliment, like they don't even get to come in to your body. They don't get to come in to your aura because you've got a wall up. And a lot of these walls tend to be, for ladies in particular, around our hearts and around our womb area. And if you've been wanting sexual pleasure and you're not getting it, I wonder if there's some sort of walls and or wounds in that area that is getting in the way. So when we have healthy boundaries, good energies, joy, pleasure, love, etc. can come in. Blessings and healing can come in. So let's take a moment to do an exercise right now where you can start cultivating healthier energetic space and boundaries. Okay. Now on the podcast, I know you're going to have to just listen to the instructions. And if you're watching the video, you can also watch what I'm doing here. So let's imagine that this snow globe, okay, it's got a snow globe with a woman inside. Okay. Imagine that this snow globe is like an energetic space and boundary. Notice how it's big around her. It's not just right up against her body. So for us, I would say the average person's energetic space is a couple feet from our body. The bigger your space is, the easier it is to remain neutral when negative energies come at you. When you get afraid or in a negative space, our energetic space tends to come in. And when it's closer to our body, we get triggered faster. Okay. So I want you to allow yourself to have an energetic space bubble that's a minimum 3 to 5 feet in all directions. So in the front of you, in the back of you, to the right side, left side, above your head, and below your feet. So I want you to breathe into this energetic space bubble. This is your space. Let yourself occupy space. Give yourself permission to occupy your space. Now, I'm also seeing when I look at the group that the space in the back of the person, in the back of you, is smaller than in the front. So I want you to actually do a little check. So with your hands, just kind of feel from the inside of your space bubble. Are you even in the front, in the back, on the sides, above your head, below your feet? You know, see what you notice there. Some of you might be sensitive where you can clairvoyantly, intuitively see it. Some of you might be able to feel it with your hands. Or you might be claircognizant where you just have an inner knowingness. Okay. Now we're going to do part two. Okay. So just being aware that you have a space and making sure that it's even in all directions is like step one. Step two, put your non-dominant hand, first few fingers on your Ajna chakra between your eyebrows, and then your dominant hand facing outward, like you're saying stop. Okay. And you're using your dominant hand and you're instructing your space bubble. Okay. So it's going to look like this. You're going to repeat after me. I have clear, healthy, strong, firm, appropriate boundaries. And when I guide you to say this, I want you to allow your boundaries in 360 degrees to actually get infused, energized with these healthy boundaries. For most people, they're more aware of their boundaries in the front of them, like in their head, chest area. But I'm saying specifically instruct your whole space, sides, front, back, above your head, below your feet when you say this. Okay. So go ahead and mentally or verbally say, I have strong, clear, healthy, firm, appropriate boundaries. I have strong, clear, healthy, firm, appropriate boundaries. I have strong, clear, healthy, appropriate, firm boundaries with my family. I have strong, clear, healthy, firm, appropriate boundaries with my coworkers and my boss. I am a yes for blessings. I am a yes for love. I am a yes for joy. I'm a no. I'm unavailable for fear. I'm a no for anger. I'm a no to negativity. I'm a yes to love. I'm a no to negativity. Right? So you're instructing your space bubble in 360 degrees with everything that you want to be a yes to and everything that you're unavailable for. And this practice takes time to cultivate it and to also trust that it can be a boundary and not the go-to natural defense protection mechanism of a wall or a subconscious guard.
I think it's very subtle, the difference in that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You often mistake the self-defense with boundary.
Yes. Yeah. There's no defensiveness in a boundary, a healthy boundary, at least.
Thank you. That was amazing. I love it. I love it. And how often you can do that?
Daily.
Daily?
Yeah. Every day, if you like, especially if you need healthy boundaries. And you can get more specific. Like if there's maybe somebody, a male in your life who keeps flirting with you and you don't want them to flirt with you, you can be unavailable for that flirtation. You can be unavailable for the negative sexual attention. You can be unavailable for whatever you don't want in your space. And make sure your space is, as I said, minimum 3 to 5 feet from your body. And your space gets bigger the more you meditate consistently and do spiritual practices. And, you know, eventually it could grow very big if you are, you know, doing them regularly and deeply connecting with the divine. So this is just the beginning. This is like,
just a tippy toes.
I've got a lot more I can go, you know, and teach you on this topic, but it's a good start that you can start practicing daily if you like.
So tell us about your podcast, upcoming projects, what you're working right now, what's coming up. So what we can expect from you.
My podcast is called Soul of an Empath. I also have a new TV show that is coming up called Loved, Seen, Heard. It will be coming out on Apple Plus TV, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV. So you can start looking for that in the near future. I don't have a release date yet, but it's coming. I also have a workshop coming up. So I've got some free intros, Align Yourself, a 3-day challenge. My Path to Radiance 3-day workshop is in November. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to teaching that one. I have an embodiment program for conscious creation, love, and empowerment. So the best thing to do is to actually just schedule a call with me so that I can give you some guidance as to what would be the best type of support for you. So again, that's at callwithtiffany.com and get on my calendar. My website is Highly Perceptive People Academy, or hppacademy.com for short, and it'll redirect there. And on my website, if you're going to hppacademy.com, I even have a free gift. It's for my money magnet program right there on the homepage. So you can just grab that. I know everybody could use more money, and it's 20 days of prosperity healings, and every day has a different topic for 20 minutes for 20 days.
It's a huge reach of resources, programs that they can use. So definitely, I highly recommend that you visit at least and take a walk on the Tiffany website. And yeah, there's plenty of resources there for you, for everybody who need healing or different type of healing. And as you mentioned, money is also something that many people need to heal and to work on. So I highly recommend that to really connect with Tiffany, book this call, visit her website. And to wrap up today, just one more thing that the audience can retain, remember, and start using right away so they can start to be more aligned with themselves and more balanced.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that whatever your goals are, if it's a health goal, financial goal, relationship goal, the cleaner you are energetically, the easier it is to be aligned and congruent with that goal and manifest it. Let's say you've been on this path of transformation already for a while, but you're only like 92% congruent. That 7 or 8% of out of alignment is going to cause the roadblocks to actually fully manifesting that goal. So you are worth going deeper to heal whatever that last 7 or 8% is so that you can be fully 100% aligned. And just know that you are worthy and deserving of healing. One thing that you could do is to just have one hand on your heart, one hand on your womb, and just let yourself think and feel love, self-care as part of a daily, you know, self-care practice. Just the energy of love alone is healing. Even if you did nothing else, love alone can heal and transmute you.
I believe in that too. Thank you so much, Stephanie, to share your wisdom with our audience today. Stay healthy, be happy, and from my heart to yours, see you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Menopause Made Easy. You can check out more episodes on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and your favorite podcast apps. Check out the show notes for any website linked to this episode, including where to connect with me on social media. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so you'll be updated of each episode release. And visit me at menopausesupportacademy.com for all podcast updates as well. Appreciate you dropping by.